Welcome to the Five Kennys podcast.
Although Kenya is known as being a predominantly Christian nation, there are approximately 3.7 million Muslims living in Kenya in concentrated urban areas, coastal communities, and spread across northeastern province and the northern frontier. While Canadian Baptists have been serving amongst these communities since the early 1980s, the Kenyan church and its leaders, some for over 40 years, have experienced serving in Garissa and throughout this region. They have a lot to teach us, and the body of Christ, about Muslim and Christian relations. Their journey hasn't been easy. It's been a rocky road as the church has endured internal schism, mistrust, external strife for over four decades of ministry. And yet the church stands together in humility and in grace. This January, Canadian Baptist Ministries held its first Garissa Pastors and Church Leaders Conference with representatives from all but two of the churches in Garissa. Gathering in the cool coffee hills of Ruriru, the pastors met for prayer, fellowship, and a focused time of reflecting upon their individual and shared ministry in the Muslim-majority communities of Northeast Province, Kenya. This is the first time we've done this, shared Pastor John Murava, pastor and chairman of the Garissa Pastors Fellowship. This is a historic day. Although persecution can drive Christians to scatter and disband, often the complete opposite is the outcome. Under trial, Christ followers see the importance of unity and cooperation as brothers and sisters in Christ. The past 6 months have been such a time of unrest in Garissa and the communities of Kenya's northeast province that have been hit by both famine and high insecurity. The current reprisals from the Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab against Kenyan targets has included attacks against Christian churches and community members in Garissa. Pastor Ibrahim of the East Africa Pentecostal Church, which was hit by a grenade attack in November, buried two members of his church and cared for four others who were wounded in the attack. "God is great," shared Ibrahim. "There is no evil so great as God. We do not need to be afraid, for God is with us. We need to trust him," he shared. Outreach takes a long time to see even a few fruits, but we must continue to pray, and person to person, one to one, we must be friends to our neighbors. "Friendship means helping them," he told us. "When there is need, person to person, this takes humility, being a servant of Christ." Throughout our meetings, the pastors confessed past failures in working together and ministering to their community. Not unlike churches in Canada, it's very easy for churches to become insular, concerned about their own internal issues, and forgetting the wider mission field and the wider body of Christ around them. It was encouraging to see pastors coming together and joining hands in a commitment that they would work together, that they would cooperate, and that together they would uplift the kingdom of God in their community. In today's podcast, we're excited for you to hear the voices of three of the pastors who attended the conference as they share with you some prayer requests for how we can be praying for the church in Garissa.
I think one of the things that we need prayer is for the church to grow spiritually, and also to have the desire of reaching the Muslim community. And also, we also thank God for the far we have gone, because it has taken His hand for the church to be where we are now. So we need prayers to grow spiritually and love the Muslim community. Yeah, thank you. May God bless you.
Okay. Would wish that in Garissa, inside of prayer, would take more to pray for us, even for financial breakthroughs in our churches, that the church may support itself, have self-supporting, because through the self-supporting from the churches, I believe the church will continue preaching the gospel. And also, we pray that we continue to have unity in the pastor's fellowship and at large. And also, we would like also to have some training, more training than this. And God bless all those who have partaken for us, from Pastor Garissa, to be here at Ruiru for this conference. And may God bless you so much.
As for me, I know, considering the current situation, there is so much fear in Garissa. And I just wish that, a church of Christ, the whole world will pray for us so that we can overcome the fear. Right now, many parents and and husbands, wives are taking their people back to their homes, running away from the current situation. And because, okay, no one would wish his people to be bombed. No one. So they are taking their people away. So we are praying that that people, Christians, will have the courage to face the situation, and even to be equipped on how to overcome it. Amen.
You've been listening to the Five Kennies podcast. To learn more about our ministry in Africa, please check out our blog at www.fivekennies.blogspot.com. And to learn more about the work of Canadian Baptist Ministries in Africa and around the world, please see our website at cbmin.org.